but like when I go to put it back, yeah. I'm like, how did I scoot back? Was I sitting? No, I can't sit back further.
No.
Somehow I managed.
These things are just garbage. These little, what do they call them? Pop filters?
Yeah, it's the pop filter and the boom arm.
Yeah. All right. I think.
And by garbage, you mean high quality and better than most other podcasts.
Look, I'm not saying we're not better than most other podcasts, but we spent $40 a piece on these microphone, boom arm, and right. pop filter
combos.
Was
it a piece or was it for the pair?
No, it was a piece.
Okay.
Yeah. They were okay. $40 each.
Okay.
For this high quality merch.
Again, sound better than any of the Yeti mics.
Yeah.
So, which is what 90% of podcasters seem to use.
Yeah.
I mean, in fact, I think the Rock Band mic might have sounded better than the Yeti.
That Rock Band mic sounded great, and I don't know why everybody shits on it.
It just sucked because like we didn't have actual stands.
We should go back to what you.
We're using a fucking CD spindle with a like CD fucking
spindle with the top of the toy Rock Band mic stand stuck onto it.
Yep, perfect. It worked out great.
I mean, we did like almost 50 episodes in that setup. Yeah, that's so true. I'd say it worked out pretty well.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hello, welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name's Trevor. I'm here with Colin. I just woke up.
Hi.
I'm literally, when I said...
Just.
I'm awake.
You just woke up.
I had literally just opened my eyes.
Wow, nice.
I opened my eyes, picked up my phone, and you're like, I'm on my way. I'm like, well, fuck.
Yep.
Yeah, I get it's the wrong pattern. Let me try again.
We can't go 3 weeks without a show. Two straight weeks, I guess.
I mean, we didn't. We put up the wrestling
that
one
doesn't
this
count.
Week.
That's,
no, because that's there's content in that. That one has a format.
Oh, there's content in this one. You just wait.
God, I hope so, because you know who didn't bring any?
You, like always?
Me, like always. Let's see.
I watched a movie last night.
Okay, let's hear it. What movie did Colin watch?
I watched the new Suicide Squad.
Oh, shit, I watched that last week.
Yeah, so, a couple of thoughts.
All right.
It's very James Gunn-y.
Yeah.
There is, of course, the fucking natural potty jokes.
Right.
Like, throughout it, because sure. That's what he does, apparently.
Yeah.
It had me for like the first 30 or 40 minutes and
really?
Then just fucking lost me.
Really?
It just got so boring because I stopped caring about everybody in there. Like John Cena was great.
Yeah.
But I just didn't.
Ah.
I didn't care about their motivation, like what they were doing. I didn't give a fuck.
All right.
Although I will say I did like the fucking Kaiju Starfish.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
It's fucking Starro the Conqueror.
I don't know DC characters, so I think that's another thing is I don't know DC at all. I know Batman, Superman, and Green Lantern. That's about it. So, like, watching that doesn't do
so
a
if
lot
you're a DC
me.
Fan, it's insane that they did Starro the Conqueror.
Okay.
For one, it's a giant starfish kaiju from outer space.
Yeah.
So the fact that they made a major motion picture... Like a summer blockbuster.
And it was super cartoony.
Where the main villain is a very cartoony space starfish who was happy looking at the stars.
Yeah. It's
That was the first... So in the original... In the very first issue of Justice League... It wasn't called Justice League yet. The debut of Justice League was fighting Starro the Conqueror.
Okay.
That was the big threat that the Justice League in the 50s or whatever had to come together to defeat.
Nice.
So.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing particularly bad about it. It's just the story kind of...
That's fair.
I didn't care.
I really enjoyed it.
I like Idris Elba. He was good as
see that's what I
was
figured.
It Bloodshot.
It doesn't matter.
Bloodbath.
Fucking Deadshot number 4.
Yeah,
they're all just. My favorite part of the movie was when like they describe him as like he can make anything a lethal weapon, and then like
John Cena.
Everybody's been picked for their individual skills, and then they try to describe John Cena the exact same way.
And he's like, it's just me.
Yeah. Cena's like, but I'm better. I've never heard of most of those characters. Like, I know who King Shark is.
Yeah.
I
kind of like him. Sliced Stallone was pretty good at, you know, doing the voice of that.
Another thing almost as exciting as the fact that they put Starro into a movie was that they put Polka Dot Man into a movie and as a main character.
I kind of feel like he might have been one of the best characters in the movie.
Yeah.
Honestly. Because he's like...
What do you throw polka dots?
I looked him up and I was like, all right, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's Polka Dot Man's a real thing.
Yeah.
That really throws polka dots.
Yeah.
The 60s Batman villains in the 60s were wild.
I was a little disappointed that TDK was just such a short thing. Yeah. The detachable kid. That's the fucking detachable great. Kid. It's like, oh, Nathan Fillion found work for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Shit, man. Nathan Fillion has been working constantly on fucking police procedurals.
Yeah.
For the past decade.
I never watched that show.
That one's okay, and then he's on another one.
Oh, is he really?
Like, he's on one called, like, The Rookie or something, where he's an old
man.
That's
the one I was thinking of.
Oh, no, before that he did, I'm a Guy But Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, that's right.
There's, like, 12 or 13 seasons of that fucking show.
Yeah. I do remember that now.
I can't remember what it's called. Castle.
Yep.
It's really good. Yeah. I mean, it's good if you like Murder, She
it's
Wrote.
It's a USA show, right?
No, I think that one was Network.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, but yes...
Sure. I mean, yeah.
I mean, it's exactly like Monk and Psych and Murder, She Wrote and fucking the millions of other ones of those.
Fucking Burn Notice. And
yeah. But yeah, Castle is an author who solves murders with the police.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a terrible movie. It had very funny lines.
Yeah.
John Cena saying fuck a lot.
A lot.
Was pretty great.
Yeah. I like John Cena being a bad guy.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome at it. He fucking.
Because he's kind of still, like, he can't act really. Like, he just kind of is, I mean, John Cena.
He's The Rock.
Yeah.
He's a wrestling actor.
Yeah.
That's how they do.
So he just kind of has his one stone-faced delivery that he does.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate it.
It's fucking great. You know why? You know why, Trevor?
Why?
It's that charisma thing. He's got that charisma thing in spades.
That is big
facts. There's a reason he was like the number one fucking merch guy. The number one superstar in that business for 15 years almost.
He wrestled last night at SummerSlam. I did not watch it. SummerSlam was on Saturday.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Nothing happened at it that I cared about. Okay. Bill Goldberg fought Bobby Lashley and John Cena fought
who won?
Roman Reigns.
Goldberg and Lashley?
I don't know.
Okay. I know Reigns went over and then Bork Lesnar came out and scared Paul Heyman's pee.
Oh, yeah?
Out of his pants, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Came out after. Becky Brock Lesnar has a fucking man bun, and he looks terrifying with it.
Yeah. Does he still have his beard?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Becky Lynch came out and squashed Bianca Belair in 30 seconds, which is just bad booking.
Yeah.
Because now I'm like, well, I don't care to watch Becky Lynch try to get back to the top because she came back and debuted at the top. And you just squashed Bianca Belair, who's been carrying the women's division for the past 6 months.
So I don't know which one that is.
She's the one who won at WrestleMania with the long hair, who whips the shit out of people with her super long hair.
Yeah.
She's great. And it's fine if she loses, but she shouldn't lose in 30 seconds. In like, they could have built up a match and made me care about a future match. And now I don't care about anything. Now there's nothing for me to
watch.
I
mean, honestly, you wouldn't have cared anyway.
No.
So, whatever.
But somebody might have.
They didn't.
You know what people care about?
They want fucking Becky Lynch.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. Nobody cares. Nobody's going to watch Raw anymore. You know why?
No.
AEW is the only wrestling anybody's going to watch, especially after that.
Well, that might be true.
Because CM Punk is back.
Yep. Best in the world.
To the loudest pop I've heard since Stone Cold Steve Austin came to the ring.
No. It's the loudest pop you've heard since Stephanie McMahon came out to CM Punk's music and they all thought it was CM Punk. They were in Chicago after they fired him.
Yeah.
And they fucking played his music. She walked out and started talking shit. But like,
this was louder and it lasted for 15 minutes.
I mean, it was
for 15 minutes. These people didn't stop. It was like a fucking 1999 Raw crowd, man. It was crazy.
I'm telling you, it was a CM Punk crowd. That's you didn't. I know you weren't watching then.
I watched that episode because that's right when I started watching.
I know, but like him walking out was every time it was a pop like that. It was stupid.
Man, that man is popular.
Mm-hmm.
Came out, cut a scathing promo on why WWE is bad.
Yeah.
And then WWE immediately comes out and books the worst possible fucking SummerSlam they can to prove his point. It's like they're trying to drive their fucking viewer away, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't know what the fuck they're thinking.
Ugh. Anyway.
Yeah.
CM Punk is back, if that's your thing. I'm going to watch Dynamite this week, so that worked. I'm going to watch Dynamite this week.
What is that on?
TNT on Wednesdays.
Okay. I don't know how to get that, but okay.
Do you have cable?
No.
Do you know somebody with cable?
I guess my dad technically does.
Get his email address and password for his cable, and you can watch it on TNT.com.
Okay.
Starting Thursday morning.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Might do that.
Or I go over to my friend Andy's house and just watch it there.
Or that.
After work on Wednesdays.
Because
that's usually what I do.
Nerds.
Yeah. So, yeah, wrestling was exciting and then really, really boring this week. Okay, there was one good thing that happened on all of SummerSlam.
Hmm.
The Edge came out to the Brood entrance.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Edge fought Randy Orton for some reason. I don't know. Don't care. Don't.
Sure.
But, like, the lights all go out and it just... Ding, 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 blah, and then the fucking fire comes up out of the floor and he comes up in a little fire elevator to the Brood music for some reason.
Hmm.
Also with a giant beard and looking terrifying.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't watch the match. I just watched the Brood entrance. Sure. Beyond that, who gives a shit about Randy Orton versus Edge?
Two 50-year-olds wrestling that nobody cares about. I guess they're not 50. They're probably mid-40s, but...
Edge might... Yeah.
Mid to late 40s.
Yeah. Yeah.
46 to 48, probably.
Because they were pretty young when they started wrestling.
I have some wrestling news.
Oh, geez. More wrestling news.
Well,
we just put out an entire wrestling podcast. People are going to be annoyed with me, but fuck it. Let's hear it.
Violent J announces the Insane Clown Posse farewell tour due to heart issues.
Body slam. Of course he has heart issues. The man has been a fucking 300-pound fatty jumping around the stage like a madman for 30 years.
Taking who knows what drugs.
Yeah. All of them.
Right.
Shit, are they coming here?
I don't know.
Because I will 100% go to that.
Have you seen the video of Fred Durst?
No.
Never. From Limp Bizkit?
The last time I saw a video of Fred Durst, he was like this. Keep rolling. Yeah!
Well, you remember what he looked like, right?
Yeah, I saw him live at WrestleMania 19.
Well, now he looks like, an old man teacher. Like...
I mean,
it's like completely fucking like unrecognizable.
Good.
It's pretty funny.
Because the alternative is he's a fat old guy with the stupidest goatee and a backwards hat like a fucking idiot.
He didn't. Yeah, that's true.
So good. Good for him for being an adult.
I just think it was funny. That's all. God damn.
I'm glad that he realizes he's a millionaire in charge of a massive record label and is like, maybe I'll dress like an adult. Good for him. That's the best news I've ever heard about Fred Durst.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
Let me ask you a question, Colin. I know you usually just wear your weird British hats.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2021, as an almost 40-year-old man...
I wear baseball caps now and then.
Do you wear them backwards?
Almost. Only time I wear them backwards is when the front gets really fucking sweaty and it feels uncomfortable. Then I'll flip it around.
Okay.
But that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you look like a tool bag.
Right. I'm not. I can't imagine as a grown ass... Like, when I see grown adults, like... And even worse, when they're wearing it, like, crooked and kind of... Like, what are you doing? You're in your 30s,
right,
man.
Right.
What are you doing with your life?
Yeah.
This is coming from a guy whose closet is entirely full of Batman shirts, dressed like an adult, for fuck's sake.
Right. No, I got you. Yeah. Yeah, I wear them forward almost exclusively now because they look really fucking bad backwards.
Yeah.
I'm not Mark Wahlberg.
Right. I'm not Fred Durst in 1999.
Right. Fucking Fred Durst.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Good for him.
Right.
I'm so happy for him.
I'm so happy. Fuck.
Shit. Well, you watched my movie.
Yeah.
Which I enjoyed way more than you, but I understand why somebody wouldn't get into it because it was a lot of fan service.
Like, well, and that's the weird. So, I don't know. Like, a weird thing about it is, again, I really like the fucking Guardians of the Galaxy movies.
Yeah.
But I think, overall, there was like maybe less, I don't want to say less camp because there's definitely a lot of camp in both of them because it's just his style of directing.
It was definitely more R-rated than Guardians.
Yeah.
Like they leaned into the gore and the profanity.
They did, which I get. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just something about DC just,
yeah, that's
just
fair.
Fucking
it's not kinda, for everybody.
Just kind of sucks. It's kind of dumb.
I mean,
really, Harley Quinn is just kind of...
I like her. I like that actress. I know she keeps making bad Harley Quinn movies, but I'm glad they keep sticking with her because I think in spite of the bad movies being made around her, she's really good as that character.
I suppose.
It's fine. Not for everybody.
Yeah.
But as bad as the Harley Quinn Birds of Prey movie was, and as bad as the first Suicide Squad movie was, I still liked her as the character.
They were just like, all right, we can market her, so let's just redo this.
Yeah, basically. With
somebody who doesn't suck at directing a movie.
Yeah, kind of. Like, we're not even going to call it two. Like, technically, that first movie is canon, because a bunch of the characters returned, but also it doesn't matter.
Right.
At all.
Yeah. It's fucking weird.
Which is probably the best decision they could have made. And then they leaned into the absurdity with and it had fucking Cordo Maltese in it, and that always makes me happy. Cordo Maltese is just a country that was originally in The Dark Knight Returns, which is a comic book from the 1980s that pretty much all modern Batman is based on.
Mm-hmm.
There's this background in the news things about a Cold War between basically the United States and Russia in Cordo Maltese, which is basically Venezuela or Cuba. It's a South American island country. And at a point it climaxes with basically President Reagan sending Superman into Cordo Maltese to fuck up the Russians.
Oh, okay.
And then the Russians drop a nuke on him. And that all sets up Batman and Superman's big fight because they call Superman back, but he's still pretty weak because he had just gotten nuked.
Hmm.
Anyway, that all takes place in Cordo Maltese, and then it just pops up every now and then. Like they mention it briefly in the Tim Burton Batman movie. The Vicky Vale was taking pictures in the Cordo Maltese, and there's all the war dead bodies.
Okay.
And every now and then in the background of certain shows and movies, they just mention Cordo Maltese to set a whole thing there. Just kind of like, this is great.
Okay.
That's great. Doesn't matter. It could have been any country, but
it's definitely fan service.
Yeah. Cool. I don't even know if most fans would give a shit, but I appreciate it because that's my favorite. Dark Knight Returns is my favorite comic book.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. Cordo Maltese.
Sounds great.
Good job, guys.
Good job. I finished watching that Mr. In Between.
I don't even know what this is.
It's on Hulu. Do you have Hulu?
I do have Hulu. Hulu's one of the three I still have.
You should watch it. It's Australian, about a hitman who is trying to balance his life as a hitman, his life as a single dad, and having a woman.
Yeah.
It's fucking great. This dude, it's apparently the show's based off a $5,000 indie film made in 2005 with the same actor.
All right.
Who was just following his, he hired a documentarian to follow him and kind of show his...
It's like What We Do in the Shadows, but a hitman instead of a vampire.
Right. God damn, it's fucking good. This dude's a badass. Like, you see him, kind of doesn't look like a badass, but he looks fucking insane. Yeah. Like, he looks genuinely crazy, and you wouldn't fuck with this kind of dude. All
right.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking funny.
What's it called?
Mr. In Between.
All right, maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah, you should. It's only like 3 seasons.
Sure.
And, yeah, it's got a... got a pretty great ending to it, so.
You know what I've been watching off and on lately? Speaking of DC and shows that maybe you shouldn't.
Oh, God.
I've been watching Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman.
Why?
Because
you hate yourself?
Well, mostly because Terry Hatcher is really hot. That's about it. The show's actually, for
when
a
was
show,
this made?
The 90s? 1994?
Oh. Oh, that's the... Okay, so that's a 90s show.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
With Dean Cain?
Yeah.
With
I Dean watched Cain, that show. It was all right.
Hatcher. Yeah, it's for...
I thought it was some new thing. I didn't.
No. Just because it says new doesn't mean it's not 30 years old.
Well, that's fair. Yeah, I watched a good amount of that show. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, for a Superman show, it's... I think Dean Cain is probably the best actor who's ever played Superman.
Yeah, probably.
He's pretty goddamn good.
You can't say that. That's racist.
He looks
He's
like
a conservative now.
He looks like a comic book character. He's got like a perfectly square jaw.
Yeah.
He's fucking built like a brick shit house and just muscles everywhere. Like, ah, wow, you guys really nailed this casting. Good job.
Sure.
Otherwise, it's Superman, man.
That's a pretty stylized show in its time. Like, there's this style of television that, the 90s really captured.
Yeah.
And I feel like that one was a lot like, well, I think mostly of Hercules and Xena when I kind of think of that era.
Slightly campy.
Yeah. Like a little bit of camp.
Yeah.
And like all the shows that Bruce Campbell went on to do, like Briscoe County Kid.
I need to rewatch The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.
Yeah.
I haven't. All I remember about it is Bruce Campbell and the weird orbs that like show up and muck everything up every now and then.
Yeah,
it's like an old Western show.
And the black guy.
It's an old Western show that randomly has this weird sci-fi tilt to it.
It was good. Yeah. I never watched the whole thing because it was, you know, not possible at the time.
Right. I watched it whenever it fucking aired on Fox or whatever. Yeah. That was like, oh, I'm gonna sit down and watch this show every week.
He did another one called Jack of All Trades.
Yeah.
Where he's like a swashbuckler.
Perfect.
That one was pretty fucking funny. Yeah. There's, you know.
Yeah. Bruce Campbell's
Bruce Campbell
great.
Shows. He, did he do, I think he did another one. I don't remember. Because he was the, fuck, what was his character on Xena?
I never got into Xena or Hercules. Like,
really?
I watched a little bit of Xena because fucking
so good.
You know, they're hot.
Yeah, like, oh my Xena's god. Hot. And they really leaned into like the lesbian fucking
at the end.
Everything towards the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like every fucking woman on that show was just drop dead gorgeous.
Yeah.
The gal who played fucking Callisto.
Yeah. Yes. So, I mean, I watched it for that, but, like, my stepmom was real into Xena when I was in high school, so, I mean, I watched plenty of it.
Yeah. Yeah, you should, if you get a chance, sit down and watch them. They're good shows. I mean, the stories are fucking enjoyable.
Her shows were Xena and, what the fuck was the Callista Flockhart lawyer show?
Oh, God.
Ally McBeal.
Yeah.
We watched Ally McBeal every fucking Friday or whenever the fuck it was on. That was my stepmom's shit. Don't know why. Do not know why. By the time she started watching Boston Legal, I checked out, though.
Right. fuck. I'll never find it.
What are you looking for?
Oh, I was just trying to think of a fucking show that... another show that Bruce Campbell was in. But
a billion of them.
I know he was.
Let me see if I have anything in my Pod Tockets folder. My pod topics. Jesus Christ.
Hot pockets.
No, I don't. They didn't. Sometimes when I put shit on the in my bookmarks on the computer, it doesn't refresh into the phone. And I don't know why. Bookmarks. Pod topics. Oh, this is the one I wanted to talk about, Colin. We got news. This is maybe the biggest news in the world right now.
Okay.
OnlyFans to ban sexually explicit videos starting in October.
Yeah.
OnlyFans, a porn site.
That's not what it was started for, though.
It's bullshit. No,
you know what it is, though?
MasterCard.
Yep.
So OnlyFans is getting rid of porn.
Because apparently
a porn site is not going to be allowed to have porn on it anymore.
Yeah.
Because MasterCard and Visa said, well, we don't want you doing porn anymore.
Yeah, they have this moral fucking... These fucking awful, terrible, gigantic fucking banks who don't give a fuck who they fucking ruin, who they screw over, have some fucking moral code that they pretend...
I don't understand it.
It makes no sense.
And I don't understand which porn sites they do allow and which they don't. Like, why can...
Like, I don't know.
Why will Chatterbait still allowed to be able to do porn, but OnlyFans can't?
I think Chatterbait probably has some fucking, like, loop around, like, loophole to get the money. I don't know. I could be wrong there, but...
It's weird to me.
Yeah, it is fucking weird.
It's so
weird and it's stupid.
So, you know, you don't need the government anymore. You got fucking credit cards. You got the banking industry is now going to regulate what you are and aren't allowed to see on the internet.
Yeah, that's kind of, that's been in the works for a long time.
So, good job, people who voted for Joe Biden. This is your fault.
Man, did you see the list of, oh, 1 second.
I saw a meme about this, though, that was, you've ever seen the whole meme that was like, I consent, it's like a guy and a girl, and they both say, I consent, and then it's Jesus sitting there, and he says, I don't, and it's like, isn't there someone you forgot to ask, and it's about premarital sex?
Mm.
I saw that exact meme, but instead of, Jesus, it was MasterCard.
God damn it.
So that's the world we live in now. MasterCard is your fucking Jesus. Good job, idiots.
I saw this fucking, I saw this thing. It was like a list of the shit that we left over in Afghanistan.
Oh my God.
And like,
Our testicles? Is our testicles on the top of the list?
Fuck, dude. Like, I mean, they should have pulled up 19 years ago.
Sure. But also...
But...
If you're going to spend 21 years doing a thing...
And trillions of dollars...
And a lot, countless
they
lives...
They knew.
Right.
They knew.
Right.
I don't know that they were actually even fucking training anybody.
Of course not. Well, I mean...
No, they weren't, Trevor.
No.
They weren't.
They just had a bunch of people who they, you know, made sure to get killed by taking a bunch of pictures of them.
Right.
Good job, idiots.
What the fuck, man? It's funny. I saw some fucking video where a guy was talking about, he's like, blah, blah, blah. You know, you hear grunt. Toughest guys in the universe, blah, 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 blah. It's like a 5-minute fucking rant about how tough and awesome the U.S. Army is. And
so just cutting a promo?
Yeah, but I'm like...
And then he got jobbed in 30 seconds?
I was like, oh, is that why the Taliban just fucking rolled through and took over everything you guys fucking worked for? Did a real good, real fucking good job of wiping those guys out, didn't you, dickheads?
They really nailed it.
What the fuck?
Good job.
Our fucking military is so inept. Like, the most fucking... We're the most technologically advanced that humans have ever been.
Yeah.
And our military fucking develops a good portion of all of that technology first.
Yeah.
And we can't beat a bunch of fucking goat herders in caves.
It's almost like the second time this has happened.
Yeah.
Where we spent 20 years in a country fighting people in huts and then just left and they took over the country within days. My favorite part of this whole thing is, like, a few days ago, some fucking news was interviewing Biden about it.
Yeah.
And they're like, Biden, what do you have to say about, you know, blah, blah, blah. He's like, come on, man. That was 4 or 5 days ago. Like, that was his actual response.
Wow.
That was 4 or 5 days ago. Why are we still talking about this?
Wow. Because it's still important.
As they're still American citizens desperately trying to escape a country before they're murdered.
He's perfectly sane.
Yeah.
Not losing his marbles. And, you know, I did agree with his statement when he did address it.
Yeah.
And he was like, I mean, it's not our fault that they just fucking rolled over and gave their country back. And I'm like, well, I mean, he has, to an extent, a point.
Yeah.
But it's also the U.S. government's fault that, you know,
that they that
position is there.
That fucking region is so destable in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, we should have never went there. Fucking ridiculous.
Unstable.
And you know what's fucking funny is like people like Bush. I'm like, you know, that was like a fucking consensus between Democrats and Republicans when they voted to go to war there, right?
Yeah, it was all of them.
Like, they are all on board with that shit.
I think it was like fucking 98 members of Senate and like all of Congress approved that shit.
And and I'm pretty sure one of the only no votes would have been like Ron Paul.
Yeah.
In fucking Congress.
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
Yeah. Him and that other guy. Who's that fucking guy who ran for president, the Democrat? He's like fucking no bueno to war. I can't remember his name.
I don't know.
Anyway.
He didn't win, so I don't remember his name.
Right. Jack something, I think.
You don't remember losers' names.
That's not true.
You remember Michael Dukakis' name? Is that what you're telling me?
I mean, you remember it, so. I think there's only one reason people remember that name, though.
Simpsons?
No, because Dukakis went against Reagan, right? And they accidentally released the fucking, some newspaper accidentally released Dukakis wins.
No, he went against Bush Sr.
Was it Bush Sr.?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I would not remember who Reagan ran against because that was 1984 and I was 4 years old.
Hmm.
But in 1988, I was old enough to know president names, and that was Bush and Dukakis.
Okay.
Yep.
I need to figure out who Reagan ran against because it might have been Dukakis then, too.
Walter Mondale.
Mondale. Okay.
I don't know why I know that.
You were 4 years old. You were aware.
I don't know if that was the one. I don't know if that was.
I know who he ran against before that.
Who?
Jimmy Carter.
Oh, Jimmy Carter tried to win again?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Man, we've really been doing a bang up job for the last 40 years, haven't we?
Yeah. 40? Shit.
You know what's really 60. Weird to me is people who like think Jimmy Carter did a good job now, like kids who are too young to remember.
I don't. Yeah.
How bad of a job Jimmy Carter did.
Yeah.
Talk about him like he was a good president now, and it's real.
He was a good person.
Yeah.
He was a bad president.
He was maybe the worst.
I know. I mean, he's the reason nuclear energy is stuck in the 1960s in this country.
He's to blame for that. He got gas prices up to more than they are now, but in 1970s dollars, so yeah. Like it was $4 a gallon in 1970s dollars, which would be like, what, $20 a gallon now? Also, he's probably mostly responsible for starting all of this muck that we're in right now, talking about with the Taliban in Afghanistan.
Yeah, it's fine.
You know,
it's fine. It's fine.
He might or may not. He's like, well, I can't do Vietnam. I guess I'm going to go to the Middle East.
It's fine.
Good job.
It's fine.
That's your hero. That and fucking, you know,
Che Guevara or whatever his name is.
Yeah. And fucking American Hitler who rounded up all of the Japanese folks and put them in internment camps.
Eisenhower? Not Eisenhower.
FDR. Roosevelt. Liberal Jesus. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who literally...
Eisenhower was the last good president we had.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah. Kennedy, maybe, but he was too, you know...
That hole in the head really...
Right.
Didn't help.
Yeah. Well, he was being pushed by... I think that was more of a LBJ was controlling him.
Yeah.
Kind of like fucking Dick Cheney was controlling Bush GW.
Yeah.
That was sort of that deal.
Makes sense.
Because Dick Cheney was definitely the president of the country then.
I mean, I've seen all the jokes.
No, I saw.
I remember Saturday Night Live in the year 2003.
I saw another fucking Army veteran talk about when he was discharged from the Army.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, when you get in there, they give you supplies and stuff. He's like, well, when they discharge you, if you don't turn those in, they charge you for them.
Yeah.
So, like, my bedroll was $200.
Yeah.
You know, they give you an iPad. He's like, with all the accessories, if you don't turn that back in, it's $2,200.
Yeah, that's...
This, that, and the other thing, and then he just goes on and talks about all the shit that they left over in Afghanistan, and nobody's gonna... Whatever, it's fine.
Right.
We just lost fucking billions of dollars worth of equipment. It's fine. It's fine.
But
it's
this whatever. Guy who's fucking barely scraping by, we're gonna charge him $2,000 for losing an iPad.
Yep. Yeah, fucking brilliant. Goddamn. It's very backwards.
Yeah.
I had a really fucking fascinating conversation yesterday. I was at work and a guy came in to buy something. This guy was an ophthalmologist.
Okay. I don't know what an ophthalmologist is.
Eye surgeon.
Okay.
And we got on the topic of what he did, and he started talking about how he used to run, he used to be a partner in a private practice.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, it was pretty good. He's like, until Obamacare happened.
I bet.
And the amount of shit that, like, so it turns out when they do these bills and stuff and, like, try to regulate things,
yeah,
they don't do keeping efficiency in mind.
No.
So, like, he said,
bro, that bill was like fucking 3,000 pages.
Oh, I know.
Efficiency was nowhere in the
and they didn't
picture.
Fucking, you know, nobody read it before
nobody
they passed it.
Nobody read it.
I remember good old Nancy Pelosi's yeah. like, well, we have to pass it, and then we can see what's in it.
Yeah.
What? That's
brilliant.
What? You should never fucking be elected again.
Yeah.
You should be taken out back.
Unfortunately, she's going to be...
I don't know. She's like 170 years old.
She's going to be in charge of the government until she...
Fucking awful.
Until we're all dead.
And he was talking about, like... he said in the past when they... You know, they... In order to make money, they'd see, like, on a good day, like, they'd see, like, 30 patients a day, and they'd be able to see those patients
yeah.
and treat them. And he said after all the changes, they had to ramp that up and see, like, 80 patients a day in order to make money.
Perfect.
And in that, when that happened, then all of a sudden they couldn't treat all those people in the same day because yeah. they didn't have time.
Yeah.
It's impossible to do. So then you'd have people coming back for repeat visits. So the insurance companies could charge, you know, or the hospitals could charge more money to the insurance companies. And it just, yeah. it's a back end of fucking,
well,
shit piling on and increasing costs.
I was going to say, it makes treatment more expensive and less effective.
Yeah. And then he's talking about, he's like, well, now I'm at the med center because it's just less work for me.
Yeah.
I don't have the stress I had. He's like, I'd have to go on Sunday for 8 hours to just fucking do paperwork.
Yeah.
And like, it's no joke. He's like, I'd work from 9 to 5, go home with my kids for a couple hours, go back to work until 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm like, God damn, dude, that's fucking, I get it. You're a doctor. You're probably expected to work a lot, but that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, but who's going to keep doing that? Who's going to keep...
Nobody. That's
the thing.
Who's going to
keep racking up fucking hundreds of thousand dollars in debt to live that life?
Right. And that was, you know, that was part of his point. And like, and then he also said the guy, the partner he had at the time, this was like back in the mid-2000s, during the right before the housing bubble, he bought a house. He's like, yeah. about like a $650,000 house.
Yeah.
He's like, then the market crashed and my house was worth $280,000.
Yep.
And the fucking guy he was working with, who I think was the main owner of the practice,
yeah,
cut his pay and was like, what are you going to do about it? I fucking own you now.
Yeah.
And he's like, so he was just forced to fucking work that way. I'm like, God damn, dude.
Yep.
So like the Hippocratic Oath doesn't prevent you from being just a complete shitbag to, you know.
Yeah, apparently not.
Other people just, you know, can't do no harm, I guess.
Yeah.
And he's just his general conclusion, though, he's like, it's just gonna collapse. The system's if there's not reform soon, which I'm like, oh, that's what I've been kind of saying.
I bet that house,
I don't know shit about it, but
I bet that house is worth $1.5 million now, though.
Yeah, probably. And he sold it at a huge loss.
Fuck, man. Have you looked at home price? I guess you have. You bought a home not too long ago, yeah. But fuck.
I bought a home 3 years ago almost for $117,000. It just got appraised at $156,000.
Yeah, and you could probably sell it for $180,000.
That's so fucking dumb. I wouldn't, because what would I find?
Right.
I'm not going to rent.
Right.
Because that's stupid. If I was prepared to move out to, like, the middle of fucking nowhere, then I guess it would be a good time, because you can still get houses cheap there, but
man,
I'm not
these
yet.
Tiny houses that are, like, $150,000, mm-hmm. and I'm like, man, you could fit that house in my kitchen.
Right.
It's crazy stupid to me.
Fucking houses in my neighborhood going for 200 plus.
That's insane.
In North Omaha, Trevor.
Nobody wants to live there.
Apparently they do.
Nobody but idiots wants to live in.
But this has been going on for a while. There was that fucking house a couple years back, like two blocks from Miller Park, where people get shot on the regular.
Yeah, I remember that.
Went for like $190,000 at the time. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's fucking bonkers.
It's stupid. Well, it's whatever. It's fine. Yeah. Our government's allowing it. Well, so you know, it's just going to lead to another fucking recession. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. Thankfully, hopefully my job's stable. Seems like it was during the last recession, just because rich people
money. Will always want to.
Yeah. But that's another thing that's. I stopped at a gas station the other day, and this lady was like up front talking about how her daughter just got a job.
Yeah.
She's 16.
Yeah.
She makes more than her mom.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, maybe you should quit your job and reapply, because they'll have to hire you back at a higher rate. Because apparently companies have this fucking, employers have this block where they just will not give people who already work their raises. Well, you already work here. I shouldn't have to give you a raise.
Right.
What fucking backwards thinking is. So you'd say it's better to fucking hire somebody new who doesn't know shit.
Yes.
Than to keep the person you have.
Yes.
Assuming that they're reliable.
Yes.
I don't get it.
Yes. Because you're not going to quit, they think.
Yeah, but in this environment,
the company I'm working for is going to learn this lesson soon and very harshly.
They don't learn that lesson, though, because they've been doing it for fucking 10 years.
Yeah, but we're worse than we've been in 10 years.
Yeah.
And the job market right now is everybody else is begging for employees and offering more than we're you can go to Walmart and make more than you can make working where I work currently.
Are you fucking serious?
Or at least the same as.
Jesus Christ.
Perfect. Why not? I'll tell you more about it off the mic, but
okay.
my employment is about to get very interesting.
Good.
So.
It looks like you'll have to find a new job.
Maybe. I'll be bulletproof for the next year. I'll tell you that. They definitely can't afford to fire anybody right now.
Right.
At all. yeah. I don't know.
But, yeah. Healthcare sucks.
Yeah.
But then he went on to talk about how it sucks even worse in other countries, like England. He's making fun of them. Because dude's apparently like, he was an analyst for some fucking big hospital over there.
Yeah.
He's like, he said right now his like side job is, he's like an expert witness or I don't know if an expert witness. Yeah. I think an expert witness in like, malpractice suits.
Oh, nice. I bet that's fun.
He said, he was like, yeah, it pays an absurd amount of money.
I bet.
Like
probably pays more than being a doctor.
It does. But you have to be a doctor in order to have that job, so he can't really quit his doctor stuff. Yeah, that was pretty pretty interesting conversation. It's funny, too, because like he was there for like an hour, and he kept stopping. He's like, sorry, I'm talking your ear off. And then he'd start talking again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, whatever.
Did we didn't record after the fucking escape room, did we?
No, because I didn't go.
I did an escape room last week. It was fucking awesome,
yeah,
Colin.
I'm sure it was.
So much fun.
Sounds stupid.
There was Star Trek stuff going on everywhere. There's guys dressed up like Klingons. There was a bat'leth hanging on the wall, but it was foam. I went to an escape room with some people last week, and it was a ton of fun. Because, like, usually you think of an escape room, you think it's going to be like, all right, I just got to figure out the fucking combination to a million padlocks. That's how the last one I went to was. Not exciting. But this one was all, like, electronic shit. Like, oh, man, this fucking... this conduit needs to be replaced or bypassed. We need to put these fuel canisters into the... It was very fun. And Star Trek themed. I had a good time. I want to do more escape rooms. Escape rooms and drive-in theaters. That's my thing now.
Okay.
I bought a whole kit for the drive-in. Like, I've got chairs and a little folding table and now a whole little bed layout in my car. So I go to the drive-in and I set up a little fucking area and I'm a professional drive-inner now.
Jesus.
Last weekend we went and watched Jaws and Twister at the drive-in.
Yeah.
That's a fucking great double feature to watch at a drive-in. It was super fun.
Yeah, I bet that would be fun.
There's a scene in Twister where a drive-in gets destroyed by a tornado. That's the whole reason I wanted to go.
Yeah.
Like, this is perfect.
You were hoping for thunderstorms in the background.
I'm so happy right now. I don't think April had ever seen Jaws.
Oh, really?
Or at least not enough of it or recent enough to have any real memory of it.
Sure.
So that was fun.
Yeah.
That movie's good. It holds up.
Been a long time since I've watched it.
You should watch Jaws.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's a good film.
Okay.
All right. I'm just rambling now. I got nothing else. We have no emails. Nobody likes us.
I was going to say, so there was a... Justin Trudeau is doing his fucking campaign to be reelected as prime minister, I guess.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the economy. And he was like... we have to talk about the she session and the she covery.
What the fuck does that mean?
Well, feminism.
So women are responsible for the recession?
Nope. It's men are responsible for women being more affected by the recession.
Yeah, because we gave them jobs.
If he still has balls, somebody should chop them off because they're useless. Why the fuck do people, like, why? Why do people vote for that?
I'll tell you what, though. With this whole OnlyFans thing, shortage of waitresses is going away real quick. I'll tell you that. Be lots of women looking for a job very soon.
Yeah.
You can't.
And they can still do nudity on there.
At work? You can, but like within their guidelines,
yes, which is
who the fuck
arbitrary.
Knows. Yeah. So it'll be like fucking.
They're already out shopping for other things, which is like, okay, great. How long until they shut that down?
Right.
Like,
just be an endless cycle of.
Right. They're going to jump from thing to thing until people get bored of following it. I don't want to be subscribed to 17 different fucking titty girl sites.
Right.
Like, that's stupid.
They'll just, you know, keep stealing porn on Pornhub and SpankBang like I do.
Right.
And download all the good ones for when the internet gets shut down by fucking...
Amazon.
Yeah.
Or whoever wants to shut it down.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. What a world. What a world we live in.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll end soon.
Yeah.
Just a big fucking meteor.
Maybe we deserve a little more suffering than that.
Maybe we won't stop the next plague.